Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let go of my meat. All right, David. Take us around the league a little bit. We'll put a cap on the draft, a little look towards free agency, a little round ball blitz.
Get out of my way, you...
Good afternoon.
So let's go over some winners and losers from
Pistons.
The draft. And it does include a few things that will affect free agency when it came to the draft.
Yeah.
So let's start with a winner. Let's do it. The Pistons. This is clearly their winner. Jaden Ivey falling to them, grabbing another lottery selection from your trade with Jalen Duran. And it does mention the Italian player
Porchita, they drafted
in the second round. I mean, we all agree they're a clear winner here, right?
I think he's the best draft in the league.
Porchita?
It's my cousin.
So you're getting the Porchita jersey?
If he ever makes a debut, we will erect a Porchita Italian flag fathead somewhere in the rafters. So
we're going to be down in the in their version of the lounge area?
You know, the bunker suites?
Yeah.
Listen, I think it's the best draft in the league. I think they really had a banner night. No comment from Rico Beard. All right.
No. I there's nothing else to say. I mean, yes, they just have to go out and put it together on the court. But yes, on paper, my goodness, Troy Weaver, it was almost as if a little Mikey and a little Rico were sitting on Weaver's shoulders the entire night saying, okay, go. No. Sacramento will screw this up. And then you're saying, hey, make a deal with Charlotte. This will work. Now call New York. Okay, now do this. Okay, get Kemba Walker's contract and buy him out. And the next thing you know, the Pistons got everything that they need. So much so, and we'll talk about this later, I think their whole free agency plan has changed because they did so well in the draft.
Next on the list, and this one pains me to call them a winner because I just want them to lose. I think it's the Jalen Green factor. But the Houston Rockets. They somehow, some way, at number three, grabbed Jabari Smith.
Loved it.
And then they also talk about Ty Washington at 29 being a selection they got from trading Christian Wood and how he could potentially be a starter if they trade Eric Gordon.
Yeah, Ty, it's tale of two seasons for people who watch Kentucky. Pre-injury, good. Post-injury, useless.
Yeah.
I don't know what the truth is. I would defer to Rico there. I'll stick to the Jabari Smith thing. No prospect in that draft was more sabotaged by his teammates than Jabari Smith. Davison and Wendell Green, the two guards at Auburn, it was like willfully trying to derail this young man, not giving him the ball, freezing him out. I get it. He went 3-for-16 in the second round. They got their ass kicked by Miami. Bottom line, Jabari Smith is a rock-solid kid, hard worker, and an elite, elite scorer. This kid can face up. He can drive. He can shoot the three. That is a cornerstone for Houston.
That was. They didn't expect that one to happen. They were probably sitting on Banchero coming there thinking, okay, wait, he's gone. Chet, like, are we really going to get the number one pick of the draft at number three?
Yes.
Kind of reminds like when it happened to the Celtics, except for you guys made a trade.
Yeah.
But you ended up with the best player at number three.
Well, it's also a reminder how badly the Pistons got screwed. Imagine if they were just sitting at three. And they got Jabari. Man.
True.
Man.
But his
wouldn't be talking about some of the bums you're trying to bring to town.
His grandfather did not play for the Lions.
All right, keep it moving.
Ty Washington, I don't know if he hit the wall. I don't know if it was injuries. But he ran out of gas at the end of the year for Kentucky.
Here's Ty's jump shot. That's a water bottle to nowhere in case you're at home. David.
Another winner here, and before we move over to the losers, this one's kind of off the board. And this is the NBA G League Ignite as a winner. They get three draft picks in the first round, or two in the first round, one in the second round. Last year, they had the same. First round, one in the second round.
And next year, they're going to do the same thing. Correct. Because the early mocks are out and every other pick is G League Ignite.
See, here's the thing about the G League Ignite. I think you're going to start seeing less kids going there because you get drafted in the first round, but you're not the lottery pick. You're not one, two, or three. People draft who they see. And, think about it. If Jaden Ivey played on the Ignite team, is he going five? You're thinking, nah, probably not. They can get you to the league, David. But yeah, when you see somebody playing in the tournament, playing for Duke, playing for Auburn, playing at high-level programs.
What about Michigan State?
Well, they didn't have anybody.
Oops.
Let's move over to the losers here. And these are
Michigan State basketball.
These aren't teams.
David, throw your flag. I can't find mine.
Checkmate, bitches.
These are not teams based on the draft, but these are players based on the draft.
God.
And it first starts with Kevin Durant, simply because the news before the draft was Kyrie wants out. Kyrie wants out. And now it says because KD may want out, he becomes a loser here because of the draft.
I disagree, and here's why. KD could actually land if he tells the Nets, I'm not playing. Straight up, won't report. Nets are going to be forced to trade him. He's got the cachet and the clause. He can name where he wants to go. Nets will be forced to take a lower return. He'll be a winner because he'll get exactly what he wants.
But because of his ego, Mike, he won't do that. I feel it's like LeBron. You created this mess, and now you got to live with it.
Yeah.
And I think his ego is too big for him to walk away from the Nets and say, I need to go and be a second player on a team.
Let me give you some high-level analysis on this 75 and sunny day. I don't like Kevin Durant. He does not seem like someone I want to hang out with.
No, he's petty.
There's your analysis.
And here's the thing.
I can't stand him. He's an unbelievable ball player, but man alive.
Because that means, he left the Warriors. I could go and do this on my own. I don't need you guys to win a title. Well, the Warriors have won a title without him. If he goes to another team, he's admitting, I can't do this on my own.
Had he stayed, he'd be Bill Russell. Yeah. He could have won 8 titles in 11 years or something absurd.
Last year would have probably, 2 years when Steph and Clay were out, probably not enough to win, but you're
right.
But
they win every other year.
Yeah.
And they keep, look, in the Warriors, it worked out. They're set up. I think the Warriors could be better next year, which is utterly terrifying.
And then I'll close it out with this loser. Based on the draft, he becomes a loser, and it is DeAndre Ayton. It says here, the Pistons' path to draft or to signing him may have ended when they drafted Durant. Mm. And then it also says another potential location was San Antonio, and they drafted Jeremy Sochan.
Do you understand who else, David?
Let me add to this. I'm sorry, Mike.
No, you're fine.
You know who else, David? I was reading the Hawks.
Correct.
The Hawks said, oh, we'll make the deal, but he's not a max player.
All right, but stupid opinions. Jeremy Sochan's nowhere near ready to play. Jalen Duren's nowhere near ready to play. You're signing a guy to a 4-year deal, not a 10-year pact.
He's a loser.
And so are you. These are stupid opinions. Like Jalen Duren's going to be able to start for you next year. How ridiculous.
When everybody's opinion is stupid, you sometimes got to ask yourself, maybe it's my opinion.
Get out of my way, you.
And those are your winners and losers from the NBA draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.